Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect, and a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon.
Cubs Radio play-by-play legend Pat Hughes.
Win or lose, there is always attention. There is always a great media presence. And there are always fans. There's just, it's never easy, but it's never boring. Not one bit. I tell people also, you have to learn to operate independently from the hysteria that is Cubs baseball. I think a lot of fans out there, Dan, when the Cubs win two or three in a row, it's, we're going all the way. Yep. And those same fans, when the team loses three or four in a row, well, wait till next year. And you just can't live that way if you are part of what we are, which is broadcasting and covering the team pitch by pitch, day by day, season by season.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. 670 The Score is the official radio home of Cubs baseball. Listen to all 60 games of the 2020 season here.
It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
What's your name, son?
Danny Bernstein. I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Dan Bernstein on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's enough. Don't care. Not interested.
Insightful sports talk for your workday from one of Chicago's most respected radio professionals.
Professional what?
Professional penis.
You don't know what the hell you're doing!
Dan Bernstein.
The guy is full of hot air.
In a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
Middays on The Score.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. It is Friday, and it is baseball season. It began last night. There were actual games. There were players. There were audible swear words and very strange things going on. But ultimately, when all was said and done, we had baseball that counted, and we will have it for the Chicago teams tonight. Theo Epstein, the Cubs president of baseball operations, will join us at 10. We have the Midday Midway at 10:40. The television voice of the White Sox, Jason Benetti, checks in at 11. And we're going to do something fun at 11:40. I don't know if you saw it, but Nick Kindlesberger of the Chicago Tribune has done yeoman's work. He put together the definitive accounting of Italian beef sandwiches in and importantly around Chicago. He actually got out of the city limits to go sample, and he ranked them. It is his completely subjective list of the best Italian beef sandwiches, and the quality of writing and the detail that's involved. I mean, the size and scope of the project were really sensational, and I look forward to talking to him about his preferences, his choices, and his experience eating 50 different Italian beef sandwiches, all in his car because of these unprecedented times. That poor car. But actually, now that I think about it, if you had to choose, you know, if you're leaving the car wash and say, what scent do you want? I think I might take Italian beef on there, because he orders it the right way, too. Dipped hot. That is definitively the way to do it. Hot peppers dip. We're going to talk to him at 1140. We got a lot of baseball to talk as well. 312-644-6767. That's the phone number at WSCR. The Score. You want to email us, please do. That is Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you go to listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. Send a text as well. The text zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. You text the same number you call, 312-644-6767. When you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter, that is at Bernstein670. My personal feed, that's sports, non-sports, a lot of stuff going on there, too. That is at Dan_Bernstein. You download the radio.com app, and that's important. You got to have that because you can stream the Score on your mobile devices. Also, interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. And now, hello, I can't see you, but you can see me because we're twitching. I don't know if that's a verb or not, but we are on Twitch. twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. And if you don't want to remember that, you can just go to our Twitter profile and it's right in there and you can click on it. You can start commenting and chatting in the little Twitch forum there. So just another place to enjoy, and you can see this ugly mug if you care to. We are there. twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer. Brian Gerch directs that Twitch feed. And Ray Diaz, the Mexicutioner, is the man on the board doing the things that he does. So here we are. We've got Marquee Network on Comcast. There you go. Exhale, done. After all that, what so many people actually expected, what so many people said, it's going to happen last minute. That's how Comcast does business, that no matter what, no matter what's done, that they always, they're going to hold out until the last second, and then they're just going to flip a switch. And they literally did. It's on there now. It is channel 202. And when you turn on your Comcast cable, I don't know if we're going to have angry olds trying to reboot their box or whatever they do. Ooh, careful there. And when that happens, it means when they flip that switch, it means all of our, whatever we've been doing over low these many months, it's now completely obviated, and there it is, and there is your Cubs baseball. Also, new playoff format. Anything happened in baseball yesterday? Well, yes, they actually got that done. They decided to reopen their agreement to agree, and the players and the owners have banged out another money-making opportunity for them to get more television revenue and more teams involved. Really, the issue, I think, and we're going to get into it, that's going to be a Theo issue of what this means now for how you set up your season and how you set up your baseball business, what the effect is of this year's World Series championship and what it means to win it, what it means to be in it, what it means to be a contender, and the inherent randomness, the variance that is now cooked into this baseball pie that we have. I can't really analyze it because of the variance. When even a team could go 58-2 and still has to have a best of three playoff series, granted in their home park. We're going to go through and just let you know so you can figure out what we're doing here. I mean, the season has already started, and now we have to figure out exactly how the playoffs are going to work. There's also a labor component, too. The players won. Make no mistake. This was maybe a short-term victory, but a significant labor victory, no matter what baseball tried to do. So let's start with the news of the day locally. And that is the fact that Sinclair and Comcast, they agreed. We don't know if it was in the level of inevitability. The optimism was always there. This isn't going to be a Dodgers situation where it drags out. So because we're going to have the president of baseball operations on later, I want to listen now. And we're going to do more with the Crane Kenny stuff and have you hear everything he said about what they're doing at the ballpark and everything that's happening. This is it's been a very informational day with important Cubs people on these airwaves. But Crane Kenny, the business operations president, joined Mully and Haw last hour. And I just want to bring you this short chunk. He talks about how the deal came together just in time.
Got a lot of texts from your friend, Mr. Haw. And that's why we did it. We got it done so that David Hall could watch the game tonight. We were confident from the beginning, but you know, you never know with any negotiation how things can turn. And like we saw with the end of the spring training and the delay of the season, you know, anything can happen in the world. So nothing was for sure, but you know, kind of going back to the Cubs convention in January, I mentioned that the distributors were kind of taking two different paths with Marquee. There were a group that got on early and wanted to assure their subscribers who were Cub fans that the network would be on. And so Hulu and AT&T and DirecTV and others, Mediacom, Charter, they signed up very early. And then there were those who said, you know, we're going to let this play out and see if over time we can gain some leverage and maybe get better terms. And Comcast was in that camp. And if you're in the media space like you are, you all know this happens around the country where negotiations go on to the very end. And usually there's some catalyst, whether it's the new fall lineup for over-the-air television, whether it's the start of the NFL season or March Madness in some cases, which was just done with CBS. Or in our case, it was opening day. So, yeah, we were hopeful. We thought opening day was going to be in March and we'd get it done then, but opening day's in July, so it took us a little longer. The parties at the table really were Sinclair, Marquee, and Comcast. There were some Sinclair issues that also needed to be resolved. So it wasn't simply a Cubs Comcast negotiation. There were some other things on the table. And I would say, you know, it was multidimensional chess. There were a lot of pieces moving around. Really important for us to get Indianapolis and Fort Wayne on the Comcast systems there. We wanted Marquee in those markets. In the last 15 years, NBC Sports Chicago has not carried us in Indianapolis and in Fort Wayne. Those are huge pockets of Cub fans. And so one of the things that was really important to us was, even though those are Comcast markets and Comcast was our partner at NBC Sportsnet Chicago, they didn't pick us up down there. And largely because obviously the Pacers are there. So, you know, why would a channel with the Bulls be in Indianapolis when there's obviously a team that's followed more closely. But so things like that, where we wanted to expand the reach, from prior years for our network. And so again, really important for us to hit, those markets in Indiana that are really Cub markets. So there were a lot of issues moving back and forth. But the terms, we were very happy with the terms that we reached, and as is Comcast. So it's a win-win for everyone. Just wish it hadn't taken so long. I know for our Cub fans that are Xfinity subscribers, it was unnerving to watch.
All right, so there's that. I'm not sure I'm buying the fact that Fort Wayne and Indianapolis coverage is going to be a deal breaker, anything that was extending this. Ultimately, it's money, and that you move incrementally closer here and there on money and you cut a deal. And it's nice, I guess, that it's going to be on in those markets. But hey, it's done, and all of it gave us something to think about and talk about until it was done. But now there it is, and you've got your Marquee network for you. Deadlines make deals. Deadlines make deals. And apparently that's what also happened with this arrangement for the brand new playoff structure. But I think it's really important in the context of all that's been discussed and all the, frankly, the false narratives out there about the relationship between the MLB Players Association and ownership. Because as this is all think about, as much as there were national writers trying to paint the players as intractable and just water carrying going on across the board, when they had been discussing things, there had been some level of good faith from the players, at least, even when Rob Manfred had been lying about and has lied after the fact about what they were trying to do and what they were trying to accomplish, and they were trying to play as few games as possible, and the players wanted to play as many games as possible. Let's point out where we are now and what has happened here. And these are, it's a thread of tweets from Eugene Freeman, the sports law expert who's a frequent guest on this show. And here's what he said specifically yesterday after we found out about the new playoff format. This is exactly what the players proposed in its final proposal, what the MLBPA proposed in its final proposal before MLB cut off negotiations. So here's where this has ended. The union has protected its grievance over the shortened season, has achieved its playoffs pool,
and has maintained the playoffs as leverage in the next CBA negotiations because they have not agreed to expanded playoffs for 2021 based upon gate receipts. Because remember, this is what it was, a $50 million postseason bonus pool for 16 players. In negotiations last month, MLB offered $25 million. So it's a $50 million postseason bonus pool. Also, the players can still achieve their proposal of revenue split based upon increases to TV revenue. Ultimately, everything management sought, except for a shorter season, has been rejected. The only thing management has achieved is a shorter season, while at the same time opening itself up to the risks of a grievance for not starting the season earlier. This is a huge win for the players. Huge. To the point where owners might even be grumbling about how Rob Manfred has handled all this. Because this is something where, despite the fact that we've had a huge national narrative blaming players this and blaming players for that, they got what they wanted, except for what was under the control of Rob Manfred, and that was foot dragging. That was just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and saying, okay, I'm unilaterally implementing a 60-game season. But here we are, and we have new playoffs. And when we come back, I want to go over the structure of the playoffs and find out what you think about it, because I don't see a downside. I don't see anything wrong with it. It's already a ridiculously random season, and they're adding a little bit more randomness, a little bit more opportunity, and a little bit more. I mean, there's no downside to extra playoff baseball and extra slots at this point, certainly in this season. You want to debate going forward, that's fine, but the trend in professional sports is more teams in playoffs. Does it devalue the 162? Yeah, but this isn't 162. This is 60. It's already devalued, so kind of, who cares, I guess. 312-644-6767. We'll break down exactly what the playoffs are going to look like next on The Score.
Baseball is back, Chicago. Tonight, it's Cubs versus Brewers, live from Wrigley, right here on 670 The Score. Our coverage starts at 5:10, followed by the first pitch of the 2020 season at 6:10. When Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer deliver all the long-awaited action. Baseball is back, and it all starts tonight, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
This is Boomer Esiason with the Radio.com Sports Minute. Today's birthday shout-out goes to Hall of Famer Julie Crone. With more than 3,700 career wins, she's the leading female thoroughbred horse racing jockey of all time. In 1993, Crone rode Colonial Affair to victory in the Belmont Stakes, becoming the first and only woman to win a Triple Crown race. A decade later, she became the first female jockey to win a Breeders' Cup event at the Juvenile Fillies. Crone, who grew up on a horse farm up in Michigan, was an accomplished show rider who was inspired to become a jockey at the age of 14 by watching then 18-year-old Steve Cawthon capture the Triple Crown. Crone has recently returned to racing in a new role. She's an agent for apprentice jockey Farron Peterson, who as a veterinarian, horse acupuncturist, and former pole vault champion is quite a story in her own right. So happy 57th birthday, Julie. Have a great day. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Music trivia. The CD is already a media almost obsolete. The first CD was introduced to the consumer market in Japan in 1982. CDs didn't make it to the States until 1983, with the first CD pressing plant opening stateside in 1984. The first two CDs to come off the line were... One was a promotional CD called the Edison CD Sampler. The other, the appropriately named Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Do you belong in the Hall of Fame, Sammy? And why do you have a conclusion as to the reason you're not in?
The numbers don't lie, you know. I play every day. I put in a lot of time to my career. I did everything that I had to do. Of course, I belong in the Hall of Fame. when I'm talking about myself, I never test positive, you know what I mean? It's a question that I, you know, that I see what happened. You know, I haven't test positive, so pretty much basic to that, my case is not, it's not too hard to deal with. Look, my number's there, so I just, you know, looking for, like, for example, they welcome back Mark McGuire in St. Louis, they welcome back Barry Bonds in San Francisco, so I don't know why I got to go through to come back to Chicago. So, you know, whatever situation is, you know, let's see what happens. I mean, time will heal everything, and I hope, you know, I have the same treatment that they treat the rest of the players.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Time to
play ball.
Join the boys of summer and place your baseball bets at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers Sportsbook hits a
home run
with live in-game betting. Place your bets on individual at-bats and situations throughout the game. Smack a hit with your first at-bat and get up to $250 bonus cash when you make your first deposit. Placing your bets with Bet Rivers Sportsbook is
safe.
Go with the trusted name in sports betting and bet with the home team.
Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Bears head coach Matt Nagy.
Ryan's done a really good job at the communication part with myself and really kind of now that we're going into our third year of trying to figure out, okay, where are we at? What do we need? How can we get better? And then once, you know, you get into that process, you start having, obviously, you're dealing with all different types of players. I think the word trust doesn't get used enough. And so when you have that trust for all these players, you understand not only what you're getting as that player, but as the person, too, that's helping build this culture that we've built in the last 2 years. Now, we've had from 2018 to go 12-4 to win the NFC North, and then to go to last year where there was more of a struggle, but we never wavered. Our guys stuck together. Is that good enough? No.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. A radio.com sports station. You're listening to the Dan Bernstein Show, back in 60 seconds on The Score. So
opinions about sports, everybody's got them. Mike Francesa's opinions, they're pretty strong.
Sometimes, folks, I watch these games, I wonder where the coaches leave their brains.
If it's happening in sports, Mike's got an opinion on it.
It's only been going on at baseball for 70 years.
Catch Mike's On with Francesa.
Huh?
Weekdays from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Eastern on the free radio.com app. Just search Mike.
Let's be honest. This is protect my image, throw somebody else to the alligators before they eat me.
Mike's On. Radio.com.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. Summer is a great time to start a garden. If you've been spending more time indoors, you might want to consider an indoor garden. Miniature citrus trees, pineapples, tomatoes, and chives are all plants that can be grown indoors and also provide you with food. And if you were doing some gardening outdoors, note that the common household product vinegar can be a safe and effective weed killer. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I know that there's talks back and forth. I know that it makes sense for both sides to a degree, but there's always issues. There's always issues about logistics, about some of the monetary issues, and whether it makes sense for all the teams. So I know that it's a discussion between the PA and the league, and we'll see if it comes together in time.
It did. That was Ian Happ yesterday on this show. As the player rep for the union, for the Cubs, he had some idea of where those talks were going, and they ended up in securing a kind of expanded playoff that is not ideal. But nothing is right now. The number of concessions, the number of compromises that we've had to make, it's absurd what we're doing to bring sports back. Frankly, it's absurd. But we want it, we need it, we have to have it, we can't live without it. It helps everybody feel a little bit more normal, or it gives people an outlet for their feelings or something to do. It's illogical and maybe unethical to be eating up all this testing capacity and everything that we're doing, but we're all kind of over that, I guess, or we're agreeing to know that it's probably not a good thing to be doing, that most of this testing capacity should be used on the people who are sick and dying and trying to prevent people from being sick and dying, but are all resources and millions and millions and millions of dollars are being poured in so people can hit a ball with a stick and wear hats of different colors and we can watch them do it. So that's what we're doing. So first, let's hear from MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred. He joined the ESPN broadcast of the Yankees' national season opener last night. So we'll let him describe some of the details of the new MLB playoffs.
We're excited about it. We think it's an opportunity for baseball to have three great days filled with baseball right at the beginning of the postseason. We think the format is especially good given our shortened season this year. I think it'll be great for fans and great for the players.
Commissioner Manfred, I want to ask you about the leadership of having to direct the efforts to put together all this protocol between the players and the clubs. Just a tremendous job.
Well, thank you. You know, it's a real team effort. You know, putting the protocols together, my staff did a phenomenal job. But really, hats off to the players. They've taken this really seriously. They've adhered to the protocols, and as a result, you know, we've had a relatively low number of positive tests, and it put us in a position to actually play the season that we're hoping to play.
Commissioner Manfred, I want to get back to the expanded postseason for a moment because a lot of viewers are probably hearing about this for the first time tonight. So eight teams from each league, best overall record in each league gets a first round bye. Do I have that right?
No. It's going to be eight teams from each league. The three division winners, the three second place teams, and then the next two teams with the best record. There will be no first round byes. It'll be just pure seeding, one versus eight, two versus seven. And the advantage to winning the division is all three games in each series. Yeah, three game series, and they'll be played at home, all at the site of the club with the higher ranking.
Ah, so no travel day in that three game series, expediting things, and the goal being, I'm assuming, to complete a World Series on the same date as if we were working under last year's postseason format?
That's exactly right, man. We're able to put the expanded round in with no travel. We'll still finish the season on September 27th, and the World Series will finish on exactly the same schedule as originally planned. So we won't be playing into November this year.
Well, we're off to a pretty good start tonight, Commissioner Manfred, with what's been a fun ball game to watch. No fans. We wish that was different, but that's kind of out of everybody's control. But the news of expanded postseason play and a full slate of games tomorrow has everybody really excited.
Well, Matt, we're working hard. You know, we know no fans is a very different thing for our fans. We're working really hard to make baseball as entertaining as we possibly can. We think the postseason format's a huge part of that. But, you know, some of the special effects we're using in the game's also interesting. And, you know, tonight's a great example. It's been just a tremendously well-played game.
Rules changes, little wrinkles to what should be a thrilling season, a 60-game sprint to the finish. Alex and I are, we got an electrical show going on over your right shoulder there, Commissioner Manfred. There's lightning in the area.
I don't think I want to turn around and look at that right now. I just saw it out of the corner of my eye. I think I'll stay right where I am.
You know what? We'll let you go just in case you are even anywhere remotely close to harm's way. We do have some rain and lightning in the area.
Well, that made it interesting, which anytime A-Rod is talking, it would be nice to have something making something interesting. My
just
God.
A tremendous job.
I don't know that there's a bigger disparity between a broadcasting pulpit of that significance and just an absolute lack of substance. It's amazing to me. I don't know what their numbers tell them, their metrics, anything internal about people tuning in. Ooh, I want to know. I'm going to learn about baseball from A-Rod, or he's going to be insightful or interesting. There's just, I don't get it.
A tremendous job.
I know he's very famous. He was very good at baseball, and he has a very high-profile girlfriend, his wife. Are they married? But what's going on? What are we doing with that? Why are we doing that? You know, there's so many really smart, interesting, insightful people to talk about the game and bring us the game and sort of preside over some of these high profile events. I don't get that at all. Huge disconnect for me as a baseball fan, because there's just nothing there. Here is how the playoff system is going to work if you weren't able to discern it from that sort of awkward conversation. 16 teams will reach the postseason. 8 teams from the AL, 8 from the NL. There will be 4 rounds, but instead of the round with a sudden death wildcard game and the division winners resting, everybody's going to play. It's going to be the typical seeding wildcard series, best of 3, all games at the home ballpark of the higher seed. 1-8, 2-7, 3-6, and 4-5. The division series, best of 5, traditional 2-2-1, home road. And it's the same way. Winner of 1-8 versus 4-5, winner of 2-7 versus 3-6, home field advantage to the higher seed. Then we get to the LCS, best of 7, traditional 2-3-2. And then the World Series, best of 7, traditional 2-3-2. Okay, so what? I think it's great. You know, why not? I think this would be, in a year like this, we're not in a position to be saying, oh, look what they're doing to this game, and how dare they. I don't think there's standing for a traditionalist, I guess is my point. And it's weird that as it's sort of been the opposite direction for me in a lot of things, that as I've gotten old, usually as people age, they become more rigid. They want to cling to what was in their youth and cling to the game of the past and grow sort of more conservative about baseball over time. And it's been the absolute opposite for me. I don't care. It's just sports. It's just baseball and whatever they want to do. If they want to make this thing this much more fun. Yeah, is it a little unfair to a team that romps through the 60 that then they've got to win 2 out of 3? Probably. Does it devalue it a little bit? Probably. But so what? So what? It's all so weird that I just don't think there's room at the moment for some kind of standing on baseball tradition when everything is this crazy. 312-644-6767. I don't know if you feel strongly about it. I don't know if this, what it does to you as a White Sox fan, what it does to you as a Cub fan. If you think, well, this is, you know, we're the White Sox working through some growing pains, or maybe the Cubs are just still running on fumes that it gives them a puncher's chance late. Because remember too, and that's just structurally, right? That's just the fact that we've got the variants swamping everything in 60 games, but you could go 58-2 and then lose your entire starting staff to COVID the moment before that 3-game playoff is supposed to start, and you're calling 3 guys up from Schaumburg or South Bend or whatever you're doing. I mean, that's the other aspect of this, is that at any point in all this randomness, you could lose half your team. Rudy emails to say, I'm fine with any expanded playoffs for this unprecedented year, but I hate expanded playoffs in concept. I fear sports will not roll them back. In a full baseball year, I don't want over half the teams making the playoffs and entering a crapshoot. That's the beauty of the season. So the Blackhawks are a playoff team? That's a joke. Do whatever you need to make back money this year. Just roll it back. And he adds parenthetically, they won't. Well, tradition tells us, history tells us that no, they won't, because once they get this opportunity and once they get the television revenue, they're going to want to keep it that way with some of those extra games. But we'll see. I don't know that history can necessarily be our guide at this point, because everything is just so weird. It's just so strange. And the fact that they are going to be soon, now that the season has begun, here we go with travel. Here we go with different rules in different states and different mask mandates and different distancing and how baseball is going to take it on themselves and how teams are going to themselves. All it takes is one horny idiot, sung to the tune of One Shining Moment. But all it takes is one horny idiot to bring the whole house down. And it absolutely is something that teams are concerned about, and they're trying to keep some internal peer pressure on these guys to not be that guy. And travel's weird. I was thinking, about, you know, look, in less than 3 weeks, you know, two weeks from, what was it? We're taking our daughter to college. And we have this all planned. We had, you know, we're going to stay at a hotel for a couple nights and get her moved in and do what we have to do and do our little, you know, walk around and see everything and take care of it. And then I thought about, I don't want to be in a hotel. I don't want to, I'm going to sleep with a mask on, you know, especially at a hotel that is filled with people coming from all over the world to bring their kids to college. So anybody from anywhere and all these different vectors. And I thought, I said to my wife, I said, what are we doing? We don't want to stay in a hotel, recirculated air filled with a bunch of people from elsewhere. So we canceled it and we got a 20 minutes away, but we found an Airbnb. And I just thought that now I can, I wasn't going to sleep in a mask. And you actually start to think about these things, like how are we going to do this? What are the dangers? And then I was thinking, like, on the way back, if the other three of us are going to be in the car, having been in a hotel, we're going to make the 5.5 hour drive all with masks on the whole way as a family. And I'm just like, when you actually get the rubber meeting the road, in that case, literally, you know, you start to think about this and think about what, you know, baseball has to do. All these teams and all these people flying all over the country right now. That's when stuff gets real. This is Joe in St. Charles. He's on the score.
Good morning. I was not looking forward to baseball. But now that it's opening day, I changed my mind. And I actually think that this is going to be pretty cool.
Why?
I just, because it's different. It's going to be more football-y because the games are going to be mean more. And I just think it's going to be fun.
Okay, great. Thanks for the call. I do too.
Hey, you fired up?
Yeah. I mean, it is going to be fun. There was a sports section today. How about that? The paper arrives on the porch and an actual freestanding sports section was there on the counter. That was small victories. You could actually separate the sports section from the rest of the paper. So that was cool stuff. To see that little bit of normalcy, that little bit of things feeling like everything's okay. Yeah, it's, you know, sometimes we forget how to enjoy stuff because everything's so horrible. And, you know, it's always everything is worse. No matter what, everything is awful. It's okay to enjoy this. It really is. It's okay to say it's not the same. It's not ideal, but we can sort of rearrange these little the things in our head. Yeah, are the players in danger? Yeah. Are the players' families potentially in danger? Yeah. But if we kind of decide not to think about it, they're running around out there. They look like they're enjoying themselves. They're hitting a ball with a stick. And soon we get to see Luis Robert. We're going to get to him a little bit later. I did a little project yesterday involving some of the Luis Robert comps just for fun to try to put some numbers to it. And we're going to talk to Jason Benetti about that also. Crane Kenny was on earlier today, and outside of all the news of the day, and that was yesterday, the expansion of the playoffs and the news that Marquee Network and Comcast are in agreement. It is channel 202. It is on your screen now. If you have Comcast and you flip to 202, there it is. It is there. He also is really optimistic about having fans in Wrigley this year. And I want to hear him discuss that and then figure out what that could be like this year and maybe next year. And that's all ahead of Theo Epstein joining us at 10 today on The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Kyle Hendricks, what has it been like for you in this environment that I'm sure you've never pitched in before?
It's been really good that we've already been able to be at Wrigley Field and play these games. And the competition, the level just amongst teammates. I mean, you know, we've been playing against our own guys, but it's been intense out there and we're playing to win. At the end of the day, it's still baseball.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. A radio.com sports station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's employee of the month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grab your peanuts and popcorn because baseball is back. That's right. The boys are getting back out on the diamond tonight. And while we may not be able to join them in the stadium, there's plenty of action to be had from the comfort of your home. There's no better place to get in on the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to celebrate baseball coming back, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering free bets for every home run your team hits. Taking advantage of this Grand Slam offer is easy. All you have to do is place a pregame bet of at least $25 on your home team. And for every home run they hit in that game, you get $5 worth of free bets. And what's more, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering all new users a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. And if baseball's not your game, DraftKings is offering great odds and promotions on all sports ranging from MMA to basketball. DraftKings Sportsbook is U.S.-based, makes it safe, secure, and reliable, and plus it's easy to deposit and withdraw your funds whenever you want. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Chicago when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code Chicago to get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Indiana only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Hey.
Only Wendy's 2 for 5 has all the chicken you crave. Choose from the crispy homestyle chicken sandwich, delicious spicy chicken sandwich, classic crispy 10-piece nuggets, or the legendary spicy 10-piece nuggets. But let's be real. You're going to get 20 spicy nugs for $5. I mean, that's what I would do. Enjoy a real deal with the Wendy's 2 for 5. We got you.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. A la carte only. Excludes made to crave.
Did you know that the equivalent of a garbage truck's worth of plastic is dumped in the ocean every minute? 17.6 billion pounds every year. Seabirds are dying after mistakenly eating it. I'm actor Sam Waterston, and I don't want to pollute our oceans every time I buy my groceries, go out to eat, or purchase a beverage. You deserve a plastic-free choice. Join the campaign. Go to oceana.org/plastics today.
Dan Bernstein will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon.
Eddie Olczyk.
The Blackhawks have as good as a chance as anybody, regardless of what happened. The matchup, Dan, if we do get back playing, the matchup between the Hawks and the Oilers. Both teams lack defense. I play my rookie season. We played the Oilers in the conference finals. The Blackhawks were four wins away from going to the Stanley Cup final in my rookie season back in 85, and we were taking on the Oilers. And for people that may not be hot, fan. The Oilers at that time were the Patriots of today, right? Like every year they were on the verge of going to the finals or winning. That year in 85 playoffs, we lost in six games. It's still an NHL record for the most goals scored in a six-game series in the NHL playoff history. I think there was like 62 goals scored in six games between the two teams.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I've been optimistic on this one for a while. We're fortunate to have some of the best medical professionals in our city helping us, both from Advocate and Northwestern. And I'll give credit to the city and the city's health department as well. And there was always a path to bring fans back into Wrigley, obviously a much smaller group than would normally attend games. The fact that Governor Pritzker got there ahead of us, it was obviously a good sign. And we're working with the city, having great conversations with the mayor's staff on this topic. And we know our fans, if safe and if it can be done with the right precautions, would love to come back to the ballpark. And so we do see that happening this year.
Wow. That was Crane Kenny June 25th on this show, talking about the idea of having people back in the building. And we talked to John Greenberg a couple of days ago. He wrote for The Athletic about just how specifically the Cubs are planning for when fans are allowed in Wrigley Field, how to do it. And it's a lot of statistical modeling, and they have logistical experts trying to figure out how to keep people from funneling into areas, how to keep people spread out, how to time ingress and egress, and to make sure just that you don't have too many people interacting with other people, which is strange because that's the whole idea of going to a game. It's the whole idea of being in a group. That's what happens when at sporting events or at music festivals, losing yourself and the anonymity of the mob. That's part of the psychology that people enjoy of being a part of something larger. And now that's not there, and that's going to have to be completely reimagined. And it sounds like the Cubs are looking at a potentially long-term or long, medium-term change, not just for this season, but perhaps into next. And it sounds like they want to test some things out. They want to beta test, dry run the idea of how they're going to do their in-person baseball business. Well, Crane Kenny on with Mully and Haw last hour. Again, it was June 25th, and now a month later, he's talking about how realistic it may be now to expect fans to attend games there this year.
Absolute number one on the list is that it be safe, and that we feel we can do it, in a way that our fans and our staff and obviously the players, would remain safe while we're doing it. We think there's a path to do that. And there's been some coverage of some technology that we employed to map out our manifest, our seating manifest, to find, ways to put groups of 2, 4, and 6, fans into the ballpark, yet socially distanced from each other. So if you and your family were coming, David, and let's say there were 4 of you, we could find a place for the 4 of you to sit together, but still be 6 feet apart from everyone else in the ballpark while you're in your seats. So we think there's some technology that helps us. We're working with the city and the league. Currently, the league is not allowing anyone to have fans in the ballpark. So even if we had an agreement with the city, we couldn't open our doors. But we are hopeful, like maybe say September 1st, that for maybe the last half of the season, we could let some folks come in and enjoy some baseball in person. And so working with the city, working with the league, working with our medical professionals, there would be dedicated gates for people who are coming. You would have a window to come in and out of the ballpark. So rather than saying it's a 1:20 start and the gates are opening at 11:20, so 2 hours prior to the game start, you would have a window for you and your family to come into the ballpark. We designate a gate for you to come in, a designated gate for you to leave. We'd probably do in-seat concessions so that you would order your concessions and they'd be brought to you rather than you waiting in line. And then you'd have dedicated restrooms. So I think there's a way. It's important for us for 2 reasons. One is we'd love to treat our fans to some games live. The second reason is, we're looking down the road at 2021 and we're not sure that life will be that different next year. So anything we can do to get in a little bit of a glimpse of how we'll have to operate the stadium next year, this year, would give us obviously a whole year to plan for it. So there's some learnings in there for us as well.
See, that's really what they want. They want to see how they can do this to try to salvage any attendance revenue for next year. This year, obviously, is a complete write-off for them, but they want to practice this, that you can only do so much with computer modeling. And then I have to ask myself, would I go? Would I feel safe? First of all, the answer is right now, the way the numbers are going most places, it's the lights are flashing again, obviously. It's pretty scary with the number of aggressively unmasked people, and call them what you want, mask holes or the COVIDiots, everybody we see in the various videos of, a woman getting kicked off the American Airlines flight yesterday, or people throwing tantrums in a Walmart or a Dunkin' Donuts, that they're everywhere. But I'd say for the moment, no. But we have dined outside, socially distant. We've been to a couple places as a family, sitting by ourselves, and some restaurants are doing a really good job of of policing mask wearing if people have to go in and use a bathroom, and keeping people separate and making sure it's all bottled water and all those things. So there, you know which restaurants and some of the indoor places that I see that have like opened up their windows. I've noticed it a lot on Madison Street because I've been there a lot for my son's hockey practices, and I've been in and around there, and there are a number of establishments there, bars and restaurants, that are doing outdoor seating and sort of an indoor-outdoor arrangement. But personally, I'm uncomfortable inside places because from everything I read, that's where the virus is being spread. That's where it's easiest to get a viral load, depending on air currents, even especially recirculated air. If you are sitting, you know, downwind of somebody in a pattern and you're rebreathing enough to get a threshold viral load. You know, a short conversation with somebody masked and distant really isn't going to endanger you, even if that person is infected. It's time is how long it takes. It's how much virus is around and how long you are in there. So being inside somewhere, what would scare me about going to a baseball game right now would be what is in that closed bathroom? Where is the air coming from that is getting in there when you're on the concourse? If you are in line for something, if you're coming and going, if you're on the move, if you don't stay too long in a place, in any place, you're probably okay. But that's how people are getting it. Long car rides with the air conditioning on, the windows closed, with somebody who's infected, everybody in the car gets it. That's an automatic because you're trapped in there. But there is probably a way of doing this. And again, that is also with the understanding that the overall numbers start going into it in a better direction, that we, in some of these hot spots, we start to see plateaus. Like we were talking of making fun of Chris Ranji yesterday because of what's going on in the East St. Louis area, Metro East, whatever he called it, in the Illinois side of St. Louis, because Pritzker implied that there are people going into Missouri, and because the laws and the current regulations are more lax there, that they're bringing it in. So let's all do our work to keep that flattened. But yeah, I mean, I guess I would consider it. It does sound like they're doing everything. They're certainly incentivized to do it, my goodness, to try to salvage some dollars from people going to a game. And they can, what they can charge is crazy. But there will be pods of people. You will buy a group of tickets and you will sit with your family or your people in a designated area, and there won't be a lot of commingling. But baseball is at Wrigley Field tonight, and you're going to hear it on The Score. The Cubs are hosting the Brewers. First pitch is 6:10. Well, I guess, imagine the ceremonies are all going to be starting around then. There is the Nissan pregame show begins at 5:10 here on 670 The Score, and we've got the whole crew. It's going to be Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer and Zach Zaidman, and they're going to be calling live Cubs baseball, and it's actually here, and it's exciting. It is completely bizarre, and I hope some really smart people are taking great notes on all this, because it's going to be a wonderful book. Whether it's somebody like Jeff Perlman, who could be, I know he just put out a book about the Lakers and it's dealing with that, but this is going to be in its context when you start talking about what baseball is and trying to maybe redefine what it means to us a little bit. And that's where my head keeps going about, you know, why do we care about it in the way that we do? Why does this feel good? And why does it feel weird to have it back in the way that it is with some of these changes and understanding all of the oddities to this season? You know, who wrote about it was Matthew Trueblood, who has been a frequent guest here, a writer for Baseball Prospectus. And I think he put it in an interesting way in a thread of tweets. He said, everything we do and everything in which we invest our time and interest, we make a material element of our lives. This opening day, it's okay to be excited about baseball, but make sure you can answer the question, what makes baseball worth living? If it's only or mostly an escape, if you only want the sport for the catharsis and the ability to forget the wins and losses, then you, one, will find this season deeply unsatisfying anyway, and two, should probably not indulge that way. We spend a ton of money and resources on sports. And he concludes, look at how many COVID-19 tests we're using to put on these seasons, for one thing. Be able to ask yourself why that's really worth it this year. Be able to answer the question with something substantial. If you can't, I urge you to channel your energy elsewhere. See, I think I can split the baby on that one. And maybe you can accuse me of being intellectually dishonest, and that's probably fair. It's not really worth it. We know that, right? I mean, anybody with a working brain here isn't going to carve out a place to stand and can make a logical argument by why this effort to bring sports back is worth it. See, that's where I am. It's not. Yet, I don't want to channel my energy elsewhere because I want to watch baseball. And does that make me selfish? Undoubtedly. Without question, it does. And we're all agreeing to do this. And we're asking players to take risks. The players are agreeing to take risks because they want to play. They want to be paid. It is what they do. And in some way, we're taking advantage of them. But that in this relationship, it's going to be hard to find something that feels truly correct and fair and just. I don't know how to do that. I do feel a little guilty about enjoying baseball because I don't feel like I'm entitled to in that regard. Like, why should I? Why do I deserve bread and circuses just because? And if you say, well, why not? This will be something national to give us all something else to talk about. If it means that we can focus on something other than how horrible all the important stuff is, maybe that's what it is too. Maybe that I don't have to shake my head at a video of the president bragging about not having brain damage. This of a beautiful performance on a brain damage test. That's where we are. Oh, they rushed him in to see if he's brain damaged, and then it's like, well, hey, I passed a brain damage test because I properly identified an elephant. Okay, all right, awesome. Elephant or pineapple? Elephant. Yes. Yeah. So if it means we can lose ourselves a little bit in talking about some baseball stats and in seeing a ball fly, then, hey, cool, man. I hope you're enjoying the Twitch stream, by the way, because that's a thing now that you can see me. This show, we are venturing out into new places, doing new things on Twitch. Hi, there I am. Brian Gertz directs that video feed. And if you want to go get the actual location of the Twitch stream, if you can't remember when I tell you, because I can tell you, you can actually find us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. And if you go to our Twitter profile, it's right in there and you can just click on it. And my son says, because he has a Twitch account. So my son said that he was going to get on there and make fun of me and just sort of be there in the comments and all of that. But he's not awake. So I told him, I said, there's no pot. I said, that's an interesting thing for you to threaten, but you're not waking up in just to do that because I know you because you're a lazy ass. So I'll keep an eye on it, see if he pops up there and starts making fun of me, and I'll be able to identify him because he made the mistake of telling me what his Twitch handle is. Theo Epstein joins us next on The Score.
Baseball is back, Chicago. Tonight, it's Cubs versus Brewers. Live from Wrigley, right here on 670 The Score. Our coverage starts at 5:10, followed by the first pitch of the 2020 season at 6:10. When Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer deliver all the long-awaited action. Baseball is back, and it all starts tonight. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski. Happy opening day, Chicago baseball fans. Baseball's back, and more leagues are coming back every week, and I cannot wait to bet the action on America's number one sportsbook, FanDuel Sportsbook. I placed a couple wagers on last night's action and did pretty well, actually. FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook for a reason. If you can dream it, you can probably bet it through FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel offers spreads, parlays, money lines, overs, unders, props, and in-game bets, all in a very easy-to-use and intuitive app. And unlike other sportsbooks, FanDuel accepts most major payment options. When you win, you can receive your winnings in your bank account in as little as 48 hours through their safe and secure process. And by combining your sportsbook account with your fantasy account, you can use your winnings across both products. So check out the FanDuel Sportsbook app. FanDuel, more ways to win. Must be 21 plus. Location and other restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT or 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Sammy Sosa.
Well, you know, I don't have too much to share with Mr. Ricky, but we're talking about, you know,